I want to introduce you now to a testimony by Mal Tari as he shares about a choir of angels.
The Bible said angels are ministering spirit, and they actually play a very important role in the life of the believers and what God is doing in this world and in the kingdom. Now, when you go back to the Bible, there's all kind of examples. You know, the angel that bring the message to Mary, and the angel that spoke to Zechariah, Old Testament. There's all kind of examples about angels visiting and being a part of what God is doing. Now, in the early days of revival, the Lord sent the angels and helped us out in many, many different ways, for which we are grateful, because without them, we wouldn't be as effective in bringing the gospel to the lost in those days. For instance, when we go to a certain village, I remember, now, we didn't have an advanced team that go and put up the flyers and the radio announcement and television, you know, to tell people that on such and such a day, the team will be here. The Lord told us to go to the team and to the village, and we arrived there, let's say, 3-4 days later. We arrive at night, and then we want to start the meeting the next day. But the people are scattered all over the village in a big area, and it is just impossible to let everybody know that we are going to start the meeting, let's say, 10 o'clock the next morning. But you know what? The ministering angel were right there doing their part so that this gospel can go to the multitude. While we were sleeping that night, the host of angels, now I'm not sure how many because the people told us the story the next day, but they said it is like a whole choir of angels. They were going around the villages from house to house everywhere, and they were singing songs, you know, worship songs and gospel songs and all that. And so the people in the village, they heard that, so they said to themselves, hey, there must be a team coming into the church here, so we better go there tomorrow morning and see if they are there, because of the songs that were going around all night. So they thought it was us, the team, who were going around the village to sing that night. And of course we didn't. We were asleep because we've been walking all day, so we, you know, tired, and so we were resting. And so the next morning when we woke up, lo and behold, I mean, people coming from every direction. About 10 or 11 o'clock, the church was packed, and we were ready to preach, and people got saved and healed and set free and all that. And so we asked the people, how did you guys know that there's going to be a meeting here and you show up this morning? They said, well, didn't you guys going around the village last night singing? So that's why we knew that there must be something going on in church. That's why we came. We said, no, we didn't wake up all night singing. We so tired, and when we arrive in the village, we all crass. But they said, well, but somebody were going around singing all night. Then we realize, you know, we said to them, I was voice, beautiful voice and all that. They said, oh yeah, it was just beautiful, beautiful voices. We said, well, it got to be the angels. Not only because first we are tired, but secondly, we wouldn't sing as pretty as those voices that you heard singing last night. So we know that it was the ministering angels doing their part in making it possible that the people will know that the gospel is going to be preached. They came, got saved. So that is one little story, but exciting story about what the angels can do in order to help us fulfill the destiny and the plan and the purpose that God has for us. And remember, those angels are available to you to guard you, to be with you, and to protect you from harm. So just let the angels of God minister to you. If you are the child of God, they are available for you for that purpose.